Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run his armies, royal
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 6th. Monday, May the 6th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very powerful show for you. Today, we're doing an introduction today. Today, we're introducing a new series where we're talking about the custodians of cosmic energy, or the custodians of divine attributes and characteristics. So today we want to talk about the most important, or one of the most important things on the planet, and that is what you have been gifted with. So we all have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. This is the new 7-hour series that starts tonight at 6 p.m. We moved it up a little bit. Tonight at 6 p.m., 6:30, somewhere in there. Cost is $25 for members, $50 for non-members. After the series starts, cost goes to $100 for everybody. So just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, make the $25 donation or the $50 donation as we get into understanding your true solar deity, meaning that deep down inside of you, you have a sine wave. Now, the sine waves are a cyclical wave, but instead of it being an SINE wave, it is actually an SIGN wave. So we have to break down the sine waves. And when I say sine waves, again, I'm talking about a sign. So this is given to you. The Bible says that everything in the heavens and the stars were given you for a sign and for a season. So what I'm about to share during this series is demystifying the cosmology and demystifying astronomy or astrology. This series is so profound because this is esoteric and exoteric astrology. This is esoteric and exoteric cosmology. So we know that each one of the major zodiac signs, the 12 zodiac signs, or they contain one of the 7 cosmic rays. And we're going to be breaking down during this series what is titled or called Rayology. This is not really taught in most circles, but we're going to get into, for example, we just finished the Piscean Age, which was under the cosmic ray of six. Now we're going into the Aquarian Age, which is under the cosmic ray of seven. So we've got to break down rayology during this series, because what's missing is our ability to understand the frequencies or the waves of the vibration that is contained within inside of our container. So we've talked about that the container contains contents, but nobody that I've found that has been able to break down what are the contents that is contained inside of the container. So I've been talking about the container, which is the biology, and the contents of the container is your spirituality. And so we need to break down the cosmology of the spirituality from the ancient esoteric texts. Excuse me, I take a sip of my hour. And this information, again, has not been taught because everybody knows what a sine wave is. But I've never heard anybody teach or break down what is a sine wave. Meaning, we all know what a S-I-N-E is. But again, we don't know what an S-I-G-N. So by changing the letters of the word S-I-N-E to S-I-G-N, phonetically they are the same. As I've been talking about since the beginning of time, since I've had my whole paradigm destroyed by going to the prime creator and asking for truth or death. And upon the receiving of the truth, I died. And so I died on January the 1st of 2009, and now I was reborn. I was resurrected because I understood that in mathematics, the sign is a trigonometric function of an angle. An angle is an angel in mathematics. Now, during the series, what I'm about to share, again, I've never heard taught nowhere, not even in the ancient text. This information that I'll be sharing, again, starts tonight at 6, comes straight from source code, from the prime creator. The word trigonometry means a trigger. It's a trigger that automatically is mathematics. It's trigonometry. So it's a trigger-matics. It's trigger. That's what we're going to, when we talk about, again, mathematics, we're talking about a sine wave. In mathematics, a sine wave is a trigger metrics. It's something that triggers a metric. It triggers the function of an angel, because an angel is an angle. So a sine wave is an acute angle. It's like an acute. It's a specific. It's a designated length. So we're talking about the length of the tri, which means trinity, angle. So we're talking about the length of three angels. So, but this sine wave is given to us because the Bible says for signs and for seasons. So the stars have been given to us for signs and for seasons. Father, touch the minds of your people. So during this series, we're going to destroy or introduce you to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, which will help you understand. And look at the word overstand. It's really the word stand over. Look at the word. Why do y'all think I say overstand all the time and self-mastery? Self-mastery. Look at the word self-mastery. Turn it around. Master self. So this series will teach you how to master self. After this series, along with all the other series, and each series it takes you further down the trail of self-mastery, master self. That's called in the Latin, nosce desum, to know thyself. To the degree that you know yourself is the degree that you know everyone else. That's why you can't be confused. That's why I can't be discerned. I cannot be deceived. Because it's not me, it's what's inside of me. Because you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. The only way you can be deceived is if Hosea 4:6 is in your life. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. It is impossible for you to talk to somebody and buy their gobbledygook. It's impossible. All of your spider senses will go off. Because the word science, when you look at it, it has to do with the word, the root word, sire. S-C-I-R-E. That means to know or to discern. So the word science, then this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the esoteric science. That's why I love science. That's why I got out of religion and I got into science. Because I knew if you are in religion, there is an element of belief you got to have. You got to believe something that you can't prove. And I knew that there was too much stuff because people said, well, how far do you go with this? This is the question that I had for Source, that I have for myself. There are people who take, you know, stuff like, and they just run with it. Meaning, you can start talking to imaginary friends. You can summon up your ancestors. You could channel. Because remember, if you, whatever you believe in, they believe in you. To the degree that you believe in them, they believe in you. So let me make sure you understand what I just said, because what I just said at the beginning of this message, which is what we're going to be talking about during tonight, well, I will be able to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that a sine wave, an S-I-N-E, is a sine wave, S-I-G-N. It's a sign. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. So what I'm going to break down during this series is Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, where nobody has to walk unless you want to in darkness or in ignorance in any area of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship, because this is esoteric cosmology and esoteric astrology that's only been taught in the higher circles and was taught in all secret society, because, again, the word science comes from the root word sire. That's what they used to call, again, sire. That was the king. And they would say, yes, sire. Back in the ancient days, they called king sire. Sire means to know or to discern. It means contact with higher self. The word sire means knowledge of the higher self. Excuse me. It means, the word sire means, now again, tonight we start the series. This is just an introduction. This will, you know, the hard thing is people struggle with the amount of information and content that I deliver. And I deliver it in stages so that way you won't be overwhelmed like what happened to me when I literally almost was in a loony bin when I asked for all of the truth and the Father gave me, the Source, Prime Creator gave me all the truth. I didn't understand. I kept asking, and I guess the universe said, okay, he wanted it, give it to him. And when I saw that the S-I-N-E, a sine wave based upon mathematics, based upon biology, and based upon cosmology, that a sine wave is basically trigonomics. It's trig. It means a trigger. And so it triggers something. And then I was exposed to the S-I-N, which is code, based upon the Egyptian Book of the Dead, for S-I-G-N. So a sine wave in cosmology is a sign in theology. But because we have not been taught that a sine wave, first of all, we have not been taught what a sine wave is, S-I-N-E. And so we don't know what a, when we say, when you cosign, if you go and somebody wants a loan and you cosign for them, do you know a cosign means a curve? Now, there is a word cosign, and then there's a word cosign. Y'all know that there's two different words for cosigning. So you can, there's a sine wave cosign tangent, I think it's called, but it's spelled C-O-S-I-N-E. It's not C-O-S-I-G-N. So there's two types of cosigning. And so a sine wave is a mathematical curve that describes a particular oscillation or vibration. Let me say that again. Father, we're talking about your life. Your life is up and down, is it not? Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice right now and your life is not just, it's not just straight? Your life is up and down, up and why you are part of a sine wave, because nobody taught you about how to understand the sine wave. So you got the S-I-N-E wave. You don't have the S-I-G-N wave. So if you got the wrong sine wave. Now, a sine wave, remember, S-I-N-E is S-I-G-N. And remember the word self-mastery, I always talk about, you got to become a single standing column of waveform energy. What does that mean? That look at the word self-mastery, turn it around, master self. No set that soon. I always talk about that. Remember, I say you got to overstand, understand, and understand. Overstand, what does it mean? Overstand, that means stand over. Turn it around. Stand over. Are you standing over or are you standing under? Remember, if you understand something, that means you're standing under it. That means it got power over you. So if I'm telling you something and you understand me, that means I got power over you. But if I tell you something and you overstand what I'm telling you, that means that you stand over me and it. So you got to stand over. You got to overstand. Remember, grammar is the devil. Grammar, see, y'all looking for the devil out there? What I'm doing right now, this is grammaria or grammar too. This is demonic. Talking is demonic. That's why it was Bene Hanakash. That's the talking snake. Snakes don't talk, or do they? So what I'm doing right now? Source code don't have a voice box. So why we got one? Who gave you that voice box, homeboy? Who gave you the voice box? And why does your voice box, why does your larynx look exactly like the female's vagina that gives birth to cosmic energy, dirt suits that hold? Now, again, this series is going to destroy everything that you've been taught about biology, everything that you've been taught about cosmology, everything that you've been taught about, again, astronomy, like all of my shows. This is not for a new believer. We're going to break down. I'm going to destroy the myth of what is called sympathetic resonance. So we're going to get into the science of all sciences in this series. This is an introduction to cosmology and astrology. This is just an introduction. We're going to spend 7 hours just breaking down some of the stuff that I know, so that way you can understand Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, and God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night." It's designed to cause division. "And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." That's you. In order for you to have light, you got to understand this. Remember, the earth means the heart. Look at the word E-A-R. That's the ear. The ear is the channel to the heart. Take the H and put it in the front of the word. So earth is heart. Your body is made up of earth. So what I'm going to tell you, it's going to create a channel directly from your ear into the heart. And then that's going to bring about a transformation. Verse 16, Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. "And God made two great lights," not one, two. "The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." So the only way that you can understand it and to give light and to do everything that source code wants you to do is for, you got to have two lights. You got to have one, quote unquote, for the day and then one at night. So every time when you go to bed, you quote unquote DYE. And then in every morning when you wake up, you quote unquote resurrect. So you are the resurrection and you do it every day. But I got to break it down for you, because that's part of a sine wave. It goes up and it goes down. But that's a sine wave is the sign. But you got to be able to interpret what is a sine wave. And without this ability to understand what is a sine wave, because a sine wave is the sign of your design. Father, touch the minds of your people. So during this series, we're going to break down how the sine wave, which is a mathematical function of an angle, and an angle is an angel. So I'm going to use math, I'm going to use science and the cosmos to prove to you of your angelic origins. You are a vessel that has something in it, but you don't know what it is. Because if you knew, there is no way in heaven or hell you could be in the situation that you're in right now. No way. It's not possible. The only way, Hosea 4:6, that's it. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You cannot tell me, you cannot show me one man, one woman, one child, one dog, one cat. People perish for lack of knowledge, period. Once you get an overstanding, knowledge is gone, homeboy, because, again, you have the greater light and a lesser light. In the light, what happens to darkness in the presence of light? It goes bye-bye. So we're going to break down rayology. Rayology, my brothers, rayology, my sisters, during this series, we're going to go in-depth into your true solar deity expression. I've never heard this title. I've been searching the internet all week trying to find something, and I found little pieces here and there, but I could not find anything that breaks down what's your ray expression. Now I've never talked about this. Everybody talk about the soul. So we're going to break down the seven streams of consciousness, which is called rayology in the ancient text, and this gets into what is called soul bridging. So when you know, I purposely stay away and I try to coin my own phrases, because when you use words that are also used by witches and wizards and all these other people, you go to Google and you research it up and it pull up, you know, all of these dark people. And so you're like, oh, brother, that's of the devil, brother. I ain't going to read that stuff. So that's why I don't use these terms that are associated with certain demonic entities, if you want to use that term entity. But these guys, they just used it for evil. Now, evil being what? What is evil and what is good? I'll pause for a moment while you ponder the statement. What is evil and what is good? Evil and good are just definitions that the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, has ascribed. Is a hammer good or evil? Is a gun good or evil? What, I mean, I'm asking the question. I don't know the answer. I was hoping you knew. So is a gun good or evil? Now, I got a gun. I just drove, you know, the whole time I was driving, I drove down to Dallas. Everywhere I went, all this weekend, I had my gun on me. And nobody, I did a test this weekend just to see if anybody could see that I had my gun on me the whole time. So the whole time, none of my kids, none of the customers, nobody during the show asked me, hey, what is that? Because they couldn't even see the bulge, so to speak. Because I you know, and so what is the purpose? Why am I saying that? So I had the gun the whole time. I always had my gun. But nobody could see it. So therefore, nobody's afraid, nervous, blah, blah, blah. It's hidden. So tonight, we're going to break down something that is hidden. It's in plain sight. You've never seen it. Never. I guarantee you. I'm going to destroy everything that you've been taught with one word, science. The root word for the English word science comes from the Latin, scire, S-C-I-R-E. It means to know or to discern. It really means, again, the word knowledge, and the word knowledge means knowledge or no edge. Because remember, S-I-N-E, sign, is really S-I-G-N. Genesis 1:14. This, I'm getting ready to share, according to the Bible, source gave you this for a sign. The sign is so you know what season you're in, so you know whether this is your day, time to plant, or this is your night, time to pluck up, like it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. So right now you're just going through life and you don't know, okay, is this your winter? And you're wondering why everything you do doesn't work. Well, I know farmers, and guess what they do during winter? They usually till up their soil. Now, I used to watch my grandfather do this. He would put fertilizer in the soil. He would let the soil rest. And he wouldn't plant anything during that period of time because he knew it was winter. And that was my grandfather would rotate the land. He would never use the same plot of land the next season. He would give the land a break. That's called the smita. That's the 7-7. So now 7 times 7 is 49, and then you have the 50th year. That's called the year of Jubilee. You know, so every 6 years, on the 7th year, you're supposed to let the land rest. That's where we got the Sabbath day from. All of this is Jewish history and culture, but, you know, we don't know anything about the Smita. We don't know anything about the Sabbath or about resting when you don't plant. So we don't know the seasons. So we got to break it down. So your soul has a season. And so without you understanding the rayology and understanding the seven rays and your sine wave, because you're cyclical, you go up and down. But your going down surprises you. It catches you off guard, and you're like, oh, snap. What are we going to do? I got more bills and more money. No, boo-boo. The Bible says consider the ant who they don't have no overseer, no master yet. They go out and they work while it's day. The Bible says work while it's day because at night no man can work. That means during your summer months, you're supposed to make all your duckies and you ain't supposed to spend them all because your winter. Now, people are shocked when their life go through seasons. Well, we watch it every day. So we don't know. So do you know your season? So we got to break it down. So that way you know your season. Now, I've already broken down the one day, really 3 days out of the month when the moon enters into when your zodiac sign, this is called, again, moontracks.com. You type in, you go there, you find your zodiac sign. It tells you, for example, in April, mine was the 14th. So on that day, I know no alcohol, no drinking, no sex, no this. Why? That way the oil stays in my body. So that way I don't be like those five virgins in the Bible that when they wanted to light their lamp, the light did not come on because they ain't have no oil. So if you drive your vehicle without oil, what happens? That sucker is going to burn up. It's going to overheat. So you got your body needs an oil change the same way that your vehicle needs an oil change. So do you know when you're supposed to change the oil in your body? Probably not. So we got to break that down during this series so that way you over, under, and understand. So when you get older, your joints and, you know, they work because you got oil. Your joints are lubricated. So there's a lot of guys my age, and they don't know how am I able to work out 2-3 times a day and sit through the I change my oil. Just like in my car, every 3 to 5,000 miles, 5,000 miles I think. Well, now they got the new synthetic oil. Like my new car I got, man, that sucker don't need an oil change. You know, you can drive it almost for tune up. Man, you don't even need a tune up till a good 15-20,000 miles. Oil change, you can go about 7-8,000 miles. The older cars, you have to change the oil sooner or more often. So we got to break that down. Then we got to break down during this series what I call the ageless wisdom, which incorporates the concrete sciences that draw up on the angles that brings about what is called sixth sense intuition. Now, I call it discernment. Women, y'all call it woman's intuition. The ancient texts call it just sixth sense. So we got to break that down. But what does that mean in English? That comes from the word esoteric. And the word esoteric, which is really misunderstood, it just simply means occult. And the word occult means hidden. And the word hidden simply means beyond the bounds of ordinary knowledge. So we got to go past what ordinary people know. So doing this series starts tonight. Again, cost is $25 for members, $50 for non-members, early registration. After the series starts, so on Wednesday, the cost goes to $100 for everybody. And we're going to break down rayology. Now, remember, rayology is the study of the seven rays. Now, the seven rays are behind the zodiac sign. Each ray controls three of the zodiac signs. So you need to know what ray controls your zodiac. Now, this gets into establishing your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. So when I do Dear Kinney reports, I know, and I did not put this in the Dear Kinney report because at the time when I started this, I was just like you. Number one, I was a little hesitant because I was taught, brother, that's of the devil. Now, remember when I started today's message, I know people who go way past what I go. For example, there are people who, traditional believers who say, brother Will, you're going too far. Like my biological brother who's a pastor, I tell you guys all the time we talk, and he say, bro, I don't know, man. I'm worried about you, man. I'm worried about you, bro. And I said, well, what's going on, man? Well, you know, you read all that stuff outside the Bible. And he has a valid point. So how far outside the Bible do you go? Now, I know people who go way past what I go, like Aleister Crowley. He had the little guy that gave him all of his books and all of his knowledge. And he got all of his books and all of his knowledge from the ability to auto write. And I'll tell you, got that same stuff. Now, the ancient texts, they call that, you know, the flow. In basketball and in sports, I've heard Michael Jordan say, I've heard Kobe Bryant say, LeBron James, oh, man, Walter Payton, they was in the zone. What do you mean? What does that mean? Well, that's no different than what some people call channeling. So you are a custodian of energy. It's an energy. But it's not E-N-E-R-G-Y. Remember, Egyptian Book of the Dead, phonics. You like the word sine wave. It's not a sine wave. So S-I-N-E, wave, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about sine wave, S-I-G-N. It's a sign. You ever drive down the road and you see this big old sign? Like I was driving back. I like to stop by this restaurant and stores. I don't know if they have them anywhere else, but they're called Buc-ee's. So Buc-ee's is this huge. They got really clean bathrooms. They're really, man, good gas station. So every time I'm driving, I'm looking for a sign that says Buc-ee's. And if I see that sign, underneath the sign, it says, you know, 30 miles, exit 304. So I know. Now I don't guess. I don't wonder. But before I see that sign, I'm wondering, I'm looking at my gas tank, and I'm saying, do I got enough gas to make it to the next Buc-ee's? I don't know until I see the sign. That's what's going on in your life. Right now, you don't know because you don't know the signs. You didn't read Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. So I have no fear, no concerns, no worries, no doubts, no nothing because I read the sign. So I know when my season, I know when it's time to pluck, when it's time to plant. When, like I said in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a place and a time for everything. But do you know your seasons, brothers? Do you know your seasons, sisters? Now, most people I talk to, they don't know their seasons because they don't know what I'm going to be sharing during this series. So I'm going to show you the relationship between a cosine and a sine and all of the components of sine, S-I-N-E and S-I-G-N, and cosine, C-O-S-I-N-E in mathematics. What is a sine and a cosine? These are complementary angles, which are complementary angels. So there are certain people who got certain numbers. Those are my complementary angels. Now, they don't know the series that I did, wow, what, 10 years ago? Maybe longer than that, that says that we are all fallen angels, and it's still floating around. I still get people emailing me about that series that I did. I still get, especially, you know, traditional Christians, brother, that's, you know. I said, dude, did you read Jude 6? Did you read it? Okay, that's all you got to do. That destroys, I mean, there's a plethora of other scriptures in there. Because remember, you can't go, according to Jesus, you can't go back if you didn't come down. That's also in the Bible. I already did that series. So there's a lot of people who have a problem with that, understand that they are. Now, an angel is an angle. Now, an angel is fallen light. Now, again, a prism or a cosine is fallen light. It's a bent light. So angels are bent light beings. So the language of bent light beings is Enochian. Now, Enochian is what you and I call alphabet. But they used to call it runes back in the day. So if you don't understand the etymology of bent light beings, so inside of my book, Enochian, the language of bent light beings is called English, because English is really the word English. So if you don't overstand, remember the word overstand, remember it means to stand over. Look at the word. Do you understand? You do not want to do that, boo-boo. If you understand, that means you stand under me. Understand, that means stand under. That means you my boy. So I say, hey boy, go pick up that box. You say, yes, a master, and you go pick up the box. And you don't even know why. Because you understand. You don't want to do that. Now you can understand. Enter, I-N-N-E-R, stand. That means to go in and stand. Or you can overstand. That means to stand over. I recommend that one. Stand over. So that way you have self-mastery. Turn it around. Master self. Now, otherwise, you will have self-improvement, which is improve self. Or self-help, which is help self. All of these words, because remember, we live in a world that is controlled by words. So if you use the wrong words, I know people who are always pessimists. They are always worried. They're always concerned. You know what they're ordering? They're ordering more worry. They're ordering more because they don't even know. That's why I don't give a flying beep what the outside reality is. In my brain, it's a full-blown three-ring circus going on in my head. Y'all don't want to be in my head, I'm telling you. You don't want to be in my head. Now, I can bring my wife on there. She'll tell you. She think I'm a little touched in the head. I party all the time. When I go work out at the gym, one of the songs that I work out with, especially when I'm doing my sprints, is Party Like a Rock Star. Now, y'all youngsters, y'all probably don't remember that song. Party Like a Rock. Party. Why? Every day is a party up in chill. Like, I don't do poverty. I don't. I don't do care. Now, remember, 50 years of doing it, that's how I know it don't work. I did not read about this shizness in the book, homie. This is real life shizness. It don't work. That's why I don't do it. People ask me all the time, Doc, you know, Dr. Span asked me, and I'm going to do a show on this. She said, how do you stay organized? The best way, the way I organize, now I wrote a whole book called The Eagle's Workflow Management Tool. Now, if you're part of the life management system, you got that book. And in that book, I live my life in 15-minute increments. That's God's honest truth. My life, my attention span is about 15 minutes. That's about it. So I already know. So 15 minutes, I work on 4 reports in an hour. So for 15 minutes, I'm doing, you know, Jim Bob's report, and then I stop. Then the next 15 minutes, I'm doing Sally Sue. In the next 15 minutes, I'm doing, you know, Arthur Benoit. And then the next 15 minutes, I'm doing this. Now, some days I get in the flow. Now, remember, we're going to break down what that means. Remember, Kobe Bryant would drop 50 points on somebody in the game. But did he do that every night? Hell no. The next game, he would drop 13. Michael Jordan one time dropped 60. Will Chamberlain, I think he dropped 100 points. And they all said the same thing. I was in the zone. That means they just threw the ball up and just going to hole. It was almost like they was possessed. Now I know that's going a little bit too far, but it was almost like there was a channel for a greater power. Well, guess what, boo-boo? The same thing happens to you. But you just probably don't understand that there are zodiacal occult factors that are unseen. They act as a channel through which archetypes, according to the ancient text. Now, remember the word arc means original. Type means that's the original you. Now, remember, the archons control or they want to manipulate the archetypes. So we're going to break that down. Now, we already talked about the archons. Y'all remember the show that I did on the archons? Because they want to manipulate you. They want to control you. So all of the ancient texts talk about the archons. Well, there is an archon of Aquarius. There was also an archon of Pisces. We just got rid of that knucklehead. They are called deacons. We're going to break this down during the series. Now, this is extremely important. I don't want to give away the entire series. Otherwise, y'all will have to tune in tonight. Remember, $25. Go make that payment today because it starts tonight. So in the church, we have deacons, right? I used to be a deacon. Now, in the cosmos, they have deacons, but it's spelled D-E-C-A-N. It's not spelled D-E-A-C-O-N, deacon. Remember, Egyptian Book of the Dead, which is really entitled The Book of Coming Forth by Day. Remember Genesis 1:14 that said, if you know this, you know what comes forth by day. Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be lights, more than one, in the firmament of the heaven. There's more than one heaven. So there's a specific heaven that that source code is talking about. Now, some people believe that there's three heavens. I'm of the overstanding. Stand over that there are seven heavens. Remember that show that they did called Seven Heavens? So we're going to break that down using cosmology, using science, because somebody lied to you, boo-boo. Now, they lied to me too. So we got to break it down. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, more than one, and for seasons, more than one, and for days, more than one, and for years. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, there is a light that's given to you by source code that's supposed to divide so that way you know, oh, it's daytime, I got to start to work. Oh, it's nighttime, I got to relax. Well, how do I know? Well, if we go back up in Genesis chapter 1 and read, like, say, verses 9, 10, 11, for the sake of time, we're not going to read them all, but let's say verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after this kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 13. And the evening and the morning was the third day. Verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light up on the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. Now again, this has an outside meaning, the heavens. It also has an inside meaning, the body. So everything that's, again, as above, so below. So everything that's inside of you is outside of you. Remember, the Bible is the body. The body is the Bible. I got a 600-page book that breaks this down, and we've already done many shows on this. So the archons and the deacons, these are, let's say, cosmic energies that are used or can be used to bring about confusion or manipulation of the passage of time, meaning so that way you don't produce fruit. Because remember, you should have faith. Your faith should produce fruit, and your fruit should lead to freedom. So anytime you don't have no freedom, there's a lack of fruit. Anytime you don't have no fruit, there's a lack of faith in your cosmic and divine energy that's given to you by God. So this is called the attack of the archons. So during this series, we're going to break down the archons again, based upon what is called the Apocryphon of Johannes, or Johannes, which is the Apocryphon of John. The Apocryphon just simply means ancient or hidden book. So Ionis is a code word, so we've got to break that down as well. So that way, everybody understands the archon. So the Apocryphon identifies the archon as exousia. That's inside of the Bible. So the word exousia is where we get the word power. So we have this power. I talked about this before. I call it dunamis. So there is power, wonder-working power. Remember that song? So this power comes from some place. So I've traced it back. I recommend you do the same thing. So we're going to trace back the power all the way back to its stellar source, if you will. So the age of Pisces was characterized by two fish. So the two fish represents duality. Duality represents a left brain and a right brain. So it represents polarity or bipolar. And so all through history, everything was based upon this duality, because that was the frequency. That was the rays, the wave or the vibration. That was the archon. That was the archon control matrix, is what it's talked about, or what it's called in the ancient text, or what a lot of the ancient shamans call. So what we want to do is we want to break down what's next. Okay, we're out of the age of Pisces, two fish. Now we're in the age of Aquarius, one water, one man, bucket of water, Luke 17:21. When you see the man enter into the city, city represents a cell, with water, water again represents knowledge and gnosis, follow him. So the Bible tells us that wherever there's gnosis, we're supposed to follow it. Gnosis means knowledge. That's what we're doing now. So during this series, we're going to break down gnosis or knowledge so that you're supposed to implement in your life to bring about an awareness. Awareness of what? Awareness of your seven ray energy and your zodiacal innate attributes and characteristics. Why? That is the treasure that has been placed inside of a vessel of clay. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ. Christ means, again, Christ, oil that should be amplified. It has the potential to be amplified. Extremely important. It's one thing to have the oil, but is the oil amplified? Meaning crucified. The word crucified, Christ means oil, crucified means amplified. So so when we say Jesus Christ, Jesus means body, Christ means oil, crucified means amplified. The body has oil that is supposed to be amplified. My question to you, is your oil amplified? Amplified means expanded. So this series, we're going to break down or go over again the word archon. Remember, it means ruler, prince. It's a title that's given, and it usually refers to a masculine position. It means to be first to rule, archon. So the word archetype, that means the word means archon. So we want to talk about there are nine chief archons that control the energy or the frequency or the wave of vibration. You got to get rid of that archon. Every city is under the control of an archon. I call it a viceroy. So if you don't know that and you move to New Orleans, you're going to get smoked. If you go to San Francisco and if you don't know the archon that controls the city of San Francisco and you're going to go over there to San Francisco and you're going to, you know, take the city for Jesus, you're going to get smoked. If you go to any city and don't know the archon of that city, that's the viceroy of that city. That is, again, that means what archon means ruler. So are you being controlled by the forces? The answer, yes. Now, they call it Mercury retrograde. Now, most people don't really get into Mercury retrograde. And remember, as I said at the beginning of this series, or today's show, and I will say this tonight when we start the series and say this every night, be careful how far you go. Why, Brother Will? That the force and the degree of your inner benevolence evokes the equivalent degree of ill. Father, touch the minds of your people. That's from a hidden text called The Herald of the Coming God. Let me say it again. The force or degree, remember I said it this way, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left also swings to the right. Remember I told that quote by Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Tommy Lee Jones, my boy Charlie Wilson, Earth, Wind & Fire. Anyway, pretty much every major artist, especially singers, Antoine LaVey, Aleister Crowley, Helen Blavatsky, they all said the same thing. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also has the potential to swing to the right. What does that mean? The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. I've been saying that since I was a child because I know that I had greater discernment than anybody else. But I also have greater potential for evil than anybody else. When you open up Pandora's box, it's open. You can't close it back. That's why I keep saying, be very careful how far you go. Because to the degree that you see them, that's the degree that they see you. I don't see little green men. Not that they don't exist. I don't see angels. I'm not contacted by my ancestors because I have no desire. I don't need to be contacted by no ancestors. I don't need to see no little green men. I don't need to be, you know, I don't need to see no angels. I don't have these paranormal experiences. There is no UFOs hanging out at my house. I ain't been picked up by no aliens. Yet everybody who's had those experiences, I know everything that they know. I don't need to go have no past life regression because I know how to contact source without. Because remember, I have a lot of clients who have difficulty now because just like they said in Project CERN, when you go to the dark side, you bring something back with you. Let me say that again. Now remember, that's YouTube videos. You can go watch it. And they show that when they spin and they split these atoms trying to find Higgs boson or the God particle, when you go to the dark side, something comes back. Meaning when you go, like when I go get cosmic information from another dimension, nothing comes back. Because remember, God gives you riches without any, how does scripture go, pain. We'll put it that way. Meaning that your degree of benevolence determines, that's your safety net. Now, that's why you can't do nothing for selfish lust. You can't do nothing to basically gain control or to the degree and the force of a man's inner benevolence invokes, provokes source code. No inner benevolence. Remember, there is inside of my book, Substance, the five attributes of source, big G, prime creator. Most people, they don't got the big G. They got the little one. It's all knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simple and it's always benevolent. The word omni means always. See, the God you got, he's not always benevolent. If you piss him off, he's going to slap you upside the head. You don't pay your taxes on time. Pay your tithes on time. If you don't go to church, if you're not a hoop jumper, if you don't pray, throw salt, smudge, all this other stuff that everybody else do that I don't, that's the indication you got the wrong God. Because he does not have those five attributes. You got an archon. Now, remember, the archons, I told you guys to watch that YouTube video about the lady with the blue blood and the guy who had the hawk head. It's called, Immortal. I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L. Not Immortals. No S. Just Immortal. Go to YouTube, type in the word Immortal. Watch that video. Now, you're not going to understand it, but just look at the imagery. It's hard to decode. They don't want you to really understand it. The dude and every dude. That's why you can be A like me. I can be A positive. Like I've got A blood. My first wife had A blood. Yet I have children that have O blood. How's that possible? That is not biologically possible. That is spiritually possible. It is not go to actual doctor. It is not possible. So how can that happen? Watch this YouTube video. I've already explained it. Now if I say it over the air, then that's when the little black vans can start be parked outside your house. Now, again, I didn't read about that in a book either. My boy in Houston, I can't even find him no more. He's still scarred. Because you cannot invoke. Remember, the force and the degree of a man's inner benevolence invokes the appropriate degree of protection from source. If you have no inner benevolence, you have no protection from source. That's why you must be very careful how far you go when you're doing this stuff. Like what I know. Most people, they want knowledge because they want to impress somebody. They want knowledge because they want to rule over people. They want knowledge because they want money. They want knowledge because of the fact they want to get. I was crying, curled up in a fetal position. I lost my marriage. I was a poor dad. I did a lot of things right, but I did, for my level, I did more things wrong than right. When I went to Prime Creator, it wasn't because I wanted to get something. It's because I was destitute of knowledge of self. That protects you from the dark side. What I'm going to be sharing during this series, it aligns, it structures your brain. So that way, it's not what you think, but it's how you think. In order to have critical thinking skills. Because what it does is it puts your brain back in order. So we're going to talk about how you undergo various, now you can undergo various different modalities and disciplines like meditation, yoga, tai chi, breathing techniques. My boy Wim Hof taking cold showers, jumping in the cold water, and shocking the brain and the body to create. You can do all of that stuff too. Those are all techniques. Those are all trinkets. Those are all technology. Those are three T's. Y'all know I'm not a proponent. They all work. However, I don't do none of that. Because you don't have to. Source, Big G, he's already prepared a way for you. He's downloaded himself inside of you. Right now, you are capable of developing those faculties of inner gnosis or inner knowledge that goes beyond the boundaries of ordinary knowledge, of of your natural ability to understand certain things or your natural ability for physical attributes and characteristics. Now, again, as I talked about before, if you look at the definition of the word genius, which I recommend you to because I know nobody believes me when I tell people this, go to dictionary.com if you're online right now. Type in the word genius. That is why I'm not a genius. That's why I thank God every day that I'm not a genius. My brother, tell for genius. You know, I'm my son Kendrick, that smart as a man. I don't know. He probably pretty much close to genius level. But because what does it mean? Remember, if you take out the word I, you got the word G-E-N-U-S. I've already talked about this before. But we're going to break down what that means and why does it say if you are a genius, you are accompanied by a tutelary demon. And what does that mean? Because a demon ain't no little guy. A demon is a ruling disposition. Because the word G-I-N-I-U-S comes from the word G-I-N-I-I, which comes from the word G-I-N-N, which we've already talked about before. Now, I'm not making this up. You just go to dictionary.com and look it up for yourself. And it has to do with your, what they call generative power. So I'm not a genius. I'm, as you guys know, technically borderline functional illiterate. That's what saved me. Because your ability to understand without questioning where that understanding comes from is what we're going to be breaking down in the series. A lot of people know a lot of stuff, but they don't ask themselves, hey, how do I know that? So when I auto-wrote my book, the first one, and then the second one, then the third one, I stopped and I asked myself, hey, self, how we doing that? You are under the influence of what? And then I realized that, oh, okay, I was doing the opposite of everybody else. Everybody else was fasting, they was praying, they was doing some technique, they had some trinket, or they had some technology. Me, as I told you guys before, the more sin, evil, bad I do, the more spiritual I become. Now, again, I'm not a proponent. I'm not promoting immorality. But as I said before, I'm not a moral man. I'm not interested in your morality. I know you are, but I'm not interested in good and bad because that's the tree that was in the garden that everybody else ate from. Now, remember, they always give you option A and B. They never, ever, ever give you option C. And y'all keep falling for the rokey dope. Don't fall for it. When they come out to the table and they say, Mr. and Mrs. Blankety Blank, on today's menu, we have, you know, a rack of lamb or we have, you know, fried chicken. Don't choose neither one of them. You might want to get you a salad. And notice they got it, but it's not on the menu. It is not even on the menu. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. This is what saved my life. This is why I'm not a wizard. See, the solar system is a living being. I'm going to break it down for you. Each one of us are individual cells, like it says in the Bible, one body, many members. The solar system that we are in, oh, boo-boo. Have you heard of the seven sisters of the Pleiades? Now, this is inside of your Bible. I will break it down during this series. We are going to break it down. Have you ever heard of Bootes? Have you ever heard of the 12 constellations? Not the 12 zodiac signs. The constellations. The Bible never talks about zodiac signs. The Bible talks about the Mazaruth, the constellations. Now, man, the Greeks, the Romans, they came up with the zodiac stuff and they moved it around. How come the 13th zodiac sign is not in there? How come the serpent holder? So the ability to hold the serpent, which I have a book, which according to that book, I'm not even a Virgo. You know, Joe's zodiac sign is probably wrong. I didn't even want to break nobody's bubble, so I just didn't even change the Akinian report. It's just too deep. I just overstand it during my private session, so when I'm talking to you, I know, but you probably don't even know. the 13th zodiac sign. Now, y'all already know this because y'all remember the life management system. And y'all got my book, Ophiuchus. Do you know Ophiuchus really simply means kind of like the word Gemini? So in my book, Ophiuchus, the 13th zodiac, do you know according to the original? Now, y'all know we are on the Greco-Roman calendar and time. They changed the calendars. They changed the time. And they changed the zodiac signs. That way, you got the wrong frequency, the wrong vibration. You don't even know. So you live your whole life thinking, now, I live my whole life thinking I was a Virgo. I'm actually a Leo. Now, see, I've known this for years. But I'm not going to sit around and talk about it because it takes too long to explain to people. But during this series, we're going to break it down for you, boo-boo, so that way you can oscillate and vibrate under the true planetary frequency, wave of vibration, that gives you the energy. So your energy comes from somewhere. No, nobody questions that. Like, if you buy a gun, you don't ask, hey, who made my gun? Like, I buy a certain type of gun. I used to buy Glocks, and then I, you know, did some research. Now I buy Smith & Wesson. Did y'all see that movie? It was the name of a movie. It was a true story. I think it was called Winchester. Was it Winchester's? I think it was called Winchester. It was a true story. Like, the family that made the guns, like, some bad things happened to the whole family. And then everybody that the gun was used to kill people during Civil War, whenever it was. It was a movie. And I think it was called Winchester. In other words, boo-boo. The energy, you might want to check where it comes from. Now, a lot of people got energy, but a lot of people don't ask where they get the energy from. Now, remember, a lot of people got pictures on the wall, but a very few people look at the frame that the picture's in. See, I never look at the picture. I look at the frame. See, I don't look at dominant culture. I look at how they became dominant. I don't look at this harmonious arrangement. I look at who harmonized the arrangement. See, I don't look at the Bible. I look at who wrote the Bible. And then who they daddy? Like, Noah Webster gave us our dictionary. So who's Noah Webster and who's his daddy? That's what I research. So everybody know about George Bush the first, second. Do you know about Prescott Bush? See, nobody knows about Bush's daddy and his daddy. But if you research George Bush's, the Bush's daddy, and then they daddy, if you research Donald Trump's daddy, you're going to see his name ain't Trump. You're going to see his name is Drumpf. So who changed the D into a T? And where is Donald Trump's daddy's daddy from? That's what I do all day. I never go with the narrative. I never go with option A or B. That's what they want you to do. That way they can keep you under the frequency or the wave of the archon that's controlling that energy. That means you his boy. You his B-I-T-C-H. See, I used to get punked. I didn't like you very much. So, like, I'm not, sorry, homie. I'm not nobody's boy no more. I don't pick up boxes. I don't work for people. I work with anybody who sees my worth and my value and extends to me mutual respect. But the moment I get a vibrational disrespect, oh, boo-boo, then that brings out the whole side of me. And then I get into something that is really not going to come out too well. Because then I get into the seven sacred planets that are the seven chakra systems of our solar system, which I'm going to be breaking down during this series, which explains the energy center that is inhabited by the what you call the consciousness, which is vaguely described as God. Or in the ancient text, it's called the solar logos. Now, brothers, sisters, again, there are some people who go too far because they take this knowledge and this understanding. That's why this is only passed down to the oral tradition. This is not what I'll be sharing during this series. It's not written down in pen and paper. It was only passed down through most Kabbalists through the oral tradition because they said if this knowledge gets into the hands of the wrong people, which it did, and that's when they came up with the Knights Templar, and that's when they coined. You know that the Templars, they came out with the banking system? Because the word banking, look at the word banking. So you're a river, right? Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. Now, a river is controlled by what controls the flow of the river? The river bank. So the bank controls currency or a current or money. So the banking system is based upon controlling you because you are a currency. You are a C, S-E-A. That is current. So you are a body of water. The body is made up of how much water? According to most people, 70 to 80%. So who controls your body? Well, the banking system. Or at least that's what they want. Now, I recommend you do what I do. I recommend you control your own water. You control the flow of your water, where it goes. Your water is your energy. But your energy is not your E-N-E-R-G-Y. It is. But remember, you got to come forth by day and by night. The Egyptian Book of the Dead is based upon phonics. So your energy is really your energy, your I-N-N-E-R, your inside G, your inner God, the higher self. So doing this series, we're going to give the control, if you want to use the word control, and I use the word control very loosely, back to the energy, your inner God. Why? The kingdom of God is within. That's what the scripture says. The scriptures also said that anybody who do not believe that Jesus Christ came in the body, inside a body, in your body, is not of God. You are the Antichrist. Now, there's very few people that understand that statement. It took me a while to get it. Because everybody believed that he came outside the body, he walked around, died on the cross. Very few people believe that he came inside the body and he's inside of you right now. Even though the Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Okay, who's in me? So these are the solar deities, solar plexus, or the solar logos, L-O-G-O-S, or word. So we're going to break down the continuing frequency wave of what it calls in Star Wars, the force. May the force be with you. So who produces the force and how is the force delivered? Well, in the Bible, it talks about the Great Bear constellation. So we got to break that down in the book of Job when it talks about when he asked Job, where was you? So once you over and understand the Maseroth, as it talks about inside of the biblical narrative, which is the word Maseroth is actually a Hebrew word that's found in the book of Job, which literally means the garden of crowns. Wow. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Some text calls it the garland, like garland, G-A-R-L-A-N-D, garland of crowns. So in the book of Revelation, it's talking about taking your crown and cast it. Casting your crowns, casting crowns. In the Bible, it talks about Arcturus. We're going to break down Arcturus. In the Bible, it talks about the Pleiades. We're going to break down. Now, Arcturus, that means the bear and its cubs. The Bible talks about this in the book of Job. It's a Latin word, Arcturus. It means guardian of the bear or the bear with the cubs, Arcturus. And so we're going to break down that frequency, that wave, because that's where your crown comes from. That's where your royalty comes from. So that's where your true source of your true power, it comes from the book of what the Bible talks about in the book of Job, which is a cosmic and astrological constellation. In Job chapter 38, verse 31 and 32. But yet everybody I know, well not everybody, but a lot of people from a traditional religious perspective, the zodiac is of the devil, brother. Constellations, all this stuff that I talk about, that's of the devil. You're going to go to hell and bust hell wide open. But why is it in the Bible then if it's of the devil? So then we got to break down the Pleiades and the ray, or what is called rayology, or it's called Rhizom, the seven Rhizoms, or Rhizish, which is spelled R. I-S-H-I-S. And so without understanding this, you can understand, which a lot of people do, the zodiac sign, but they don't understand the Great Bear, the Pleiades. They don't understand the Dog Star Sirius. They don't understand the archons that control the zodiacs. And without understanding the true archons, then you don't understand your true power, and you don't understand the seven gates or the seven portals or the cosmic chakra systems. The same way you got seven chakra systems in your body, there's seven chakra systems in God's body. This controls the electromagnetic pattern or thought forms. So where do thoughts come from? We're going to break it down in a series. So you woke up this morning and you had a thought. Guess where it came from? Source code. Source code determines the thought form that is being expressed through your body, through the 888 or through the Lion's Gate. And now you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, my brother. However, but, you know, how does that help me pay my light bill? Which is, that's what I'm about. Like, how does this extrapolate over into something that allows me to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain toe-curling relationships? The electromagnetic frequency that affects your psychological and your physiological chemistry is controlled by full moon cycles and sunspot activity called neurons or neutrinos, because they establish new neurons or nucleus or nuclei. So the sea, Father, touch the minds of your people. The planets, the cosmos, the constellations, they establish what is called the exoteric sciences. That, based upon science, as we will prove during this series, that the sun spots on the sun and the CMEs, the solar flares, the activity on the sun, the activity of the moon, that's why during the full moon, when your zodiac sign enters into the full moon, we talked about you do certain things. Based upon all scientific research and experiments, it determines your psychological makeup. So you may wake up today or tomorrow and psychologically, excuse me, another swig of hour. And psychologically, I do this all the time. That's how I can override it. Remember, the word science means to have discernment by which to control the energy or the chi that's inside of your container. That's what this series is. This series is will give you the information to control the energy that's inside of your container. A lot of people got energy, but they can't control it. Most people in the life management system, they have a feeling, but they can't control it. I have a feeling. I'm a six. So I already know, based upon rayology, the seven rays of spiritual growth and esoteric and exoteric cosmology and astrology, my soul builds a bridge to connect with people with six ray. That's the ray of devotion. When that frequency wave of vibration is released knowingly or unknowingly, now the archons know this. So if the archon wants to control me, it's going to release the six ray frequency, because that energy is a center of magnetic and electric harmony, and it is the bridge that is cosmic meditation, that in the midst of conflict, pain, or struggle, I can pick it up and I connect chemically or cosmically with that individual. And then I want to deposit seeds of devotion or a desire to pour forth through my energy center with very intense and persistent and determined care or love. So if I'm the bad guy, I will always make sure that I'm connected with a person, place, or a thing that pulls all of my energy and never makes a return until one day I'm dried up like a prune. And then I'm stressed out, I'm overworked and underpaid, because my cosmic energy, my divine energy, the innate attributes and characteristics that's downloaded inside of my container are being used against me. My job is to override that. That's my only job. My job is, and that's to me, that's the only reason why I had to go work in a prison system or a supermax prison to learn what I'm getting ready to share with you during this series. Because I questioned myself, my children asked me, especially my oldest daughter, because she overstands and she saw the psychological and physical effects of working in an environment where my life was threatened pretty much every day and had to be able to discern an attack before it happened to defuse it or to make sure I was not in that vicinity. That's how I learned discernment. Because then I was able to tell by body movements and then by energy. I could walk in, something's going to pop off today. And everybody else will say, no, dude, we got them on lockdown, this, that, and other. Nothing's happening today. And sure enough, somebody got stabbed, shanked, raped. Something happened. I could tell by the energy. The energy inside of a person changed. That's how I learned discernment. And then I had to take it to a cosmic scale and learn it from a religious perspective. So remember, the constellations and the zodiac, what we're learning during this series is what type of a psychological, psychic, and physiological effect does the electromagnetic frequency and waves of the constellation, the sun is a magnifying glass for the frequency that is being released by the constellation that's behind it. And that frequency is magnified by the sun, crucified by the sun, and it is expressed on the cross. That's what I mean by Christ being on the cross. Christ means constellation, constant installation. Look at the word constellation. We're going to break it down in the series. It's a constant installation of what? A frequency, a wave of vibration. That's called the seven rays or the seven energies. And so it is magnified in the form of a thought form. And this thought form is then comprehended by zodiacal, if you want to use that word, energies that affect the condition of every human being on the planet. Now, all of this happens invisible, but your subtle body, your energy body, your aura picks it up. So during this series, we're going to break down how do these energy patterns, how do these rays, how do these planets, how do the constellations, how do the zodiac signs, how do they all affect the major chakra systems of the planet and of the body? And where? Number one, the endocrine glands or your endocrine system. Your lymphatic system, which is very, very interesting that I bump into somebody that has a PhD or a doctor in the lymphatic system. And I had her on the show, Dr. T. And it's really interesting that we met right around this time frame. We didn't meet earlier. Very, very interesting how the Mazaruth of Yahushua, which we're going to be breaking down during this series as well, allowed certain things to be expressed, exposed, and expanded. So during this series, we're going to break down what is called the Mazaruth Gospel or the Mazaruth of Yahushua ben Joseph, where Job knew about the story of God that had been placed in the stars. So we got to break all of this down so that way we can demystify. The true title of this series is demystifying the cosmos and astrology. But I didn't want to call it that because I didn't want to scare anybody off. So we just call it, custodians of divine energy or custodians of divine or cosmic energy. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are a custodian. Source, that's how many of you are alive right now. If you're doing this, that means Source has entrusted you with his divine energy. Do you know what that means? Let me say that again. So the big G said, or depending on who you talk to, you was volunteered or you was voluntold to incarnate or to drop down in vibration. Some of us, again, supposedly if you're a master number, you volunteered to come down here and assist other people. And if you're not a master number, then you was voluntold. And your endocrine glands or your endocrine system, so what is the endocrine system? Well, the endocrine system is controlled by all of this stuff that we're talking about. So the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, thyroid, thalamus, kidneys, adrenal glands, pancreas, the ovaries, the testicles, uterus, all of this is part of the endocrine system. This is all controlled because this controls your hormones. All of this is controlled by planetary thought form beings. There are good and bad. So we've got to break all of this down and how it's manifesting through your body so that way you can control your own hormone. So that way, women, you're not an emotional wreck because all of the energy that you are feeling. Men, you can get out of being a testosterone-driven, arrogant, cocky prick walking around trying to headbutt people in the park. You can actually start to control. And just because you're big and bad, you ain't got to fight everybody. Maybe you should exercise some verbal judo, as I've learned over the years, and defuse instead of escalating. You know, cops, now they need to take my class. Every cop on the planet should be enrolled in this course. Why? Every cop now, they come to the scene already on 9. You're on the court. Put your hands up. And they're yelling, what happened to the verbal judo? What happened to, the command presence? You got to do all of that stuff. And I have no respect for cops. They got to come up there with their gun. They come to the scene with their gun drawn for a simple traffic stop. What happened to the de-escalation skills? Their endocrine system is heightened. So this series is extremely important so you can get out of fear, doubt, and unbelief, and you can start vibrating, and you can control the hormones inside of the body. Because the hormones, that gives you harmony. The hypothalamus, that controls dopamine, serotonin, vasopressin. The pineal gland controls melanin, serotonin. The pituitary gland, man, that controls oxytocin, vasopressin, TSH, VSH. The thymus controls thymoprostaglandin. The stomach, you got all your, gastrointelligence, the gastro or stomach acids. The adrenal glands, that controls, the adrenogens and the adrenaline. Kidneys control a bunch of, renal stuff. Testicles, men, y'all know, testosterone, ovaries, estrogen. The uterus, the uterus releases protonin. And so on and so forth. Long story short, all of the hormones inside of the body is controlled by the frequencies, waves, and vibrations, the electromagnetic energy that is released by the planet, that's released by the sun and the moon, by the constellations that is behind the planets. So we're going to break all of this down so you can understand why you feel the way that you feel and how do you change it anytime you want to by doing exactly what the Bible said. Thought is the great creative force of the universe. Whether it's your own individual thought or the thought of the archon or the thought of the mind of source, you have a say in the controlling how you choose to express, expose, and expand yourself on this dimension. Series starts tonight at 6. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $25 donation for members, $50 donation for non-members of the Life Management System or Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And we may do, after each one of these shows, because it's going to be so in-depth, maybe do a little Q&A. Haven't decided on that, but I think there may be some questions because of the amount of information that we're going to be sharing that probably may be new. But at the same time, I want to be time-sensitive. So, but I'm thinking about doing a little Q&A, if not after each one, maybe after the conclusion of the series and just do a separate, but usually when I do that, there's nobody really has too many questions. So, because y'all know I'll usually over-explain things. So we'll kind of play that by ear. But brothers and sisters, we're going to break down the gospel and the stars. The gospel and the stars. You are a container of this divine energy or this cosmic energy. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of the glory, the hope of the seven rays. We break it down tonight, 6 p.m. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. You know, he has a name written on his thigh that no man, woman, or child can pronounce. May the S-U-N and the S-O-N give you the S-U-M. May you have the sum total of everything that source code has downloaded inside of you. And may the Ruach and the Pneuma, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Thank you. Thank
you. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one.
Day one.
So do it for yourself. You the day one.
Day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan.